Hey guys, this is going to be the Debalogalico, Book 1, Chapter 1, lines 12 to 18. So I'm going to translate everything and explain everything, especially the difference on like line 14 between Suis Finibus and Aorum Finibus. So remember, when you're translating, always read your notes, read over your vocab, look at your endings and go, what does that adjective go with? Look at your verbs, check your tenses, and be diligent about translating as literally as possible. And then go back and see if you can smooth it into a sound English idiom. So sometimes it might sound a little awkward, but we can work with that. But try to translate as literally as possible first. All right, so quadi causa. Concerning which cause, about which reason. Now the qua here can also be translated as if it was a, so it could be like about this reason. You can even translate it as for this reason. So for this reason, Helvetii quoque praecedunt. The Helvetians also surpass, excel, rise above. Reliquus Gallos, the rest of the Gauls, the remaining Gauls. And how do they excel over them? Virtute, in manliness, in courage. Now, yes, like I said in class, virtus could be virtue. But when we're talking about the Gauls, he's much more likely to be talking about their manliness, their courage. Quod, so why? Does he make the statement that they excel the remaining Gauls? Cum Germanis contendunt, because they contend, they struggle, they fight with the Germans. Fere quotidianis proelis, in almost daily battles, and generally in daily battles. So that fere is an adverb that is actually modifying the daily. So not just daily, but almost daily, generally in daily battles. Cum, and so I hit with, and I have to ask myself, well, is this cum with a noun? Is it with an indicative verb? Or is it with a subjunctive verb? Well, here I see out right behind it, so it's not a preposition with an ablative noun or pronoun. And I see prohibent and I see gerund, which are present indicative. So I'm going to take this as a temporal cum and translate it as when or while. So when they either keep them from their own territory, or they themselves, ipsi, bellum gerund, wage war, in a aorum finibus, in their territory. So the confusing part here is the use of suis, ipsi, eos, and aorum. So you have to remember who the subject is here, the Helvetians. So the suis and the ipsi are describing them. The eos and the aorum are talking about the Germans. So if I were to explain this sentence, it's when either they keep the Germans from Helvetian territory, or the Helvetians themselves wage war in German territory. Okay, so that's the explanation, but the way you would translate it is when either they keep them from their own territory or they themselves wage war in their territory. Now we're to aorum una pars. So one part of them, their one part, quam dictum est, which it was said, Gallos obtenere, that the Gauls obtained, possessed, acquired, held. So this is an indirect statement here. You've got dictum est is the head verb, Gallos is your accusative subject, and obtenere is your infinitive. It's a present infinitive. No, it's so it needs to happen at the same time as dictum est. So that's why I translate it as which was said that the Gauls possessed. So they're one part, which it was said that the Gauls possessed. Initium Caput takes its beginning. So it begins off Lumine Rodano from the Rhone River, from the Rodano River. Continetur, it is bordered by, it's contained by, it's surrounded by Garumna Flumine, by the Garonne River, Oceano, by the ocean, Finibus Bellarum, and by the territory, by the borders of the Belgians. So if you look at your map, like we did in class, you can see it is clearly outlining the borders of Gallia Celtica. So one more time, that sentence, their one part, which was said that the Gauls inhabit, takes its beginning from the Rhone River. It is surrounded, is contained, it's bordered by the Garonne River, the ocean, and the territory of the Belgae. All right. Now we're to Attingit Etiam. It even borders on, it even extends from the Sequanis and the Helvetes, from the Sequani and the Helvetians. Flumen Rhenum, to or towards the Rhine River, the Rhenum River. So we had talked about this in class, how there is a lack of the preposition ad, which is very unusual for Caesar. So that's why many people believe that the rest of this chapter, from Attingit on, was not written by Caesar. But either way, the Flumen Rhenum is accusative, and so that's why you get the to the Rhine River. So it reaches even from the Sequani and the Helvetians to the Rhine River, and it werget, it looks toward, it's situated towards the Septentriones, the north. So that's the seven stars, it's called the Seven Sisters, and they use that to represent the direction north. So I'm going to translate the whole thing one more time from Quadi Causa through Septentriones and try to smooth it out a little bit, make it sound pretty good, but sticking with as literal as I can get. So Quadi Causa, for this reason, the Helvetians also surpass the remaining Gauls in manliness because in almost daily battles with the Germans, they fight. When either they keep them from their own territory, or they themselves wage war in their territory. Their one part, which it was said that the Gauls possessed, takes its beginning from the Rhone River. It is surrounded by the Garonne River, the ocean, and the territory of the Belgians. It reaches even from the Sequani and Helvetians to the Rhine River, and it is situated towards the north. All right, so remember, as you read, as you review, look over all of the parts, make sure you're finding your subject, your verb, use your notes, use your vocabulary.